This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 556, Mixing Up Tones in Letters and IELTS Speaking.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we talk about the tricky issue of hitting the right tone in speaking and writing. Learn about the situations which require your flexible use of formal tones.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
Oh, we are back from Tokyo. Still sort of, we're catching up on our energy here. You know, there's some jet lag issues, but that's not important because Tokyo was amazing.
Yeah, Tokyo was amazing. Guys, if you don't listen to the All Ears English podcast, you should be. Yes. And we are starting to experiment with some live events here, guys. And we will be back in Tokyo in the fall. So go over and listen in to the All Ears English podcast to catch on to that. Should be great.
The more listening, the better, you guys, right?
Yes.
I mean, you guys need to find more podcasts to practice for the IELTS listening test. And the cool thing about the other show, guys, the All Ears English show, is you get the sort of language and ideas that will really help you on the speaking test, like these like native conversations, right? Yeah. So it's not just like targeted vocabulary, which you do get, but it's how we talk about stuff, how do natives discuss things. So yeah, I think that would be great IELTS preparation.
Yes. That's because that's what we talk about on this show a lot, right? We need both general English skills and we need testing strategies. And we can't drop either one of them if we want to get that 7 or higher.
Exactly. So guys, we've had some questions about the general training letter as far as tone goes. We're going to have a tonal conversation today. And don't tune out if you're an academic student, because these conversations are really good for the speaking exam too, right? Because, you know, one comment that I find myself making quite often when I'm coaching students one-on-one is that they have to let their tone change according to their answer on the speaking exam. They can't sound the same for every question. So that comes down to, yes, stress and intonation. But the reason why there aren't many hard and fast rules for intonation, because it really is situational and personal. So I might say a sentence completely differently than Lindsay might say a sentence in the same situation, right? Because our personalities come through. So this is related to tone. So guys, don't tune out if you're academic, because today's conversation will help you for speaking for sure.
Yeah, that's part of building fluency too, building tone.
Exactly.
Showing your own personality through what you say in English, not just in your native language. Yeah.
Yeah, totally, guys. And if you want a 7 or higher for speaking, you need to be doing that. This has to be an element of your performance. Okay, so yesterday in Facebook Live, which as of this recording is still happening, but stay tuned, we might be introducing some different formats. but as of now, it's still happening. Thursdays at noon Pacific Standard Time. So we had an interesting question from, actually, he's a student in our course, Orchun. I'm going to shout his name out, because I know he'll be fine with that. He asked a really good question. He said, He was practicing for the general training test, and there was a task one question that asked him to compose a condolence letter. So he didn't give details about what that is, but we can assume, right? What do you think of when I say condolence letter, Lindsay?
So I usually think of, well, possibly a death, for example. Yeah. Something bad has happened. Yeah.
Exactly. Death. So condolence is a super formal word just for sorry, like extreme sorriness.
Yeah.
So I don't, I highly doubt that IELTS would put like death in a question of any sort. Yeah. I think that's too heavy, but I was thinking it might, I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Yeah.
Right.
But I think IELTS would make it, you know, a little less serious. Maybe like a lost pet, or maybe like a fire at your office or a fire at your home or something like that, right? So like something serious, yeah. So what, okay, would this be formal or informal? So that was his first question, which got me thinking, right? Because this is interesting. So you're writing a condolence letter to a friend. Let's say the friend had a fire at his apartment. Okay. Yeah. So you're writing a condolence letter to him. Should that be formal or informal?
It sounds to me like it would be somewhere in between.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. So guys, this is where the flexibility comes in. You can't think of it just as strictly formal and informal, because I think when we do that, the vocabulary goes into categories, and then our informal sort of go-tos are like, hey, what's up? Delighted to see ya. Just wanted to drop you a note, you know, stuff like
That's a good
point. Which is great for most friendly letters. Yeah. But not all letters to friends are light, even though they are to friends. So there's a light informal tone, and then there's sort of approaching formality because of the seriousness of the issue. So when we become more serious, we become more formal. That means the language becomes a little bit higher level because you're talking about something that's more of a serious topic, right? It's not like food and travel. You're talking about some serious stuff.
Well, yeah, I like that idea of getting away from the buckets of formal versus casual, because the fact is, language doesn't fall into buckets. It just doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
And that's part of becoming that 7 or higher student, right? Or that
exactly,
you know, able to connect, because you know that it doesn't fall into buckets. We're not robots. We're not going to program this is version A, this is version B, right? Okay, Jessica, so we are back here. So let's pick it up where we left off.
So that's the key, guys, to getting like an 8, right?
Yeah.
If you're aiming for an 8, you have to have flexibility. You have to approach it as yourself and not a student, which means you're not just spitting out memorized stuff without your own ideas of what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're able to adjust slightly. So sometimes there are questions that are between the formal and informal, right?
Yeah.
So this is a good example. You're writing to a friend, but what if also you're writing to a neighbor about something serious, like a complaint letter to a neighbor? That's the same thing. It's someone you know, you probably know, but it's not exactly a good friend, but it's not a stranger either.
Yeah.
So you have to consider that in your tone, and you have to find the right mixture of formal and informal.
Yeah, I love that idea. This is so important. This is flexibility, right? This is flexibility that brings our score higher. This is it right here.
Right, exactly. So how this can translate to the speaking test for you guys, and this is for academic and general, right? You get exactly the same questions. You're graded on exactly the same things. So I think this is important to think about in speaking part 3, because sometimes it is appropriate to, oftentimes actually, it is appropriate to use personal examples in our speaking part 3 answers, but yet we're not going to talk about it in very like informal sort of slangy ways. We're still going to use these examples to apply them to a larger formal context. So again, like being able to switch back and forth like that, right? So maybe if I'm asked about public transportation in my city mm-hmm. or something. Or in part three, it would be more general. So will public transport be used more or less in the future, perhaps? Mm-hmm. I could say, well, in Portland, at least where I live, I mean, everybody rides a bike. Mm. Everybody and their sister has a bike. But, right, so like maybe I go informal for just a second there when I talk about my personal experience of it. But then I would follow that up with like formal reasons about why this infrastructure will improve or something.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. So when we practice, when we prepare, we should be making sure that we're doing some of these practice questions, for example, that would kind of border the line between formal and casual.
Exactly, guys. And, you know, a big part of this is just getting the input first, knowing how to do it. Because if you don't naturally know how to strike these tones, so that's why listening to stuff like the Alders English podcast, listening to podcasts that are made for native speakers, especially interview shows where it does get personal and the questions do vary mm-hmm. in, you know, from like serious to not serious. I think listening to interview shows is also a key for learning how we approach things, what different tones we use, what vocabulary is associated with these different tones before you can really try and replicate that yourself.
Mm, so it's all about the input, right? Getting that information in, being exposed to different listening sources and taking it in totally. So we can store that vocabulary and then spit it back out.
And then spit it back out.
Exactly.
Totally, yeah. Guys. So, yeah, definitely increase your input, vary your input, mm-hmm. but then you do have to apply it yourself. So you do have to practice the general training letter. Try and look for different ones. Don't do the easy ones anymore. You know how to write to a friend, hopefully, about, you know, an awesome beach vacation you had. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're also really good at the formal letters. I know a lot of our students use English at work, so they're really good at writing emails, for instance. So the formal letter, no problem for them. But striking the informal tone is more difficult. So don't keep practicing the stuff that's easy. You got that. Try and challenge yourself with those questions that are a lot more difficult to sort of master that tone of.
Mm, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love that idea. So important. This is how we do it, guys. This is how we get that 7 or higher.
Exactly. This is how we do it.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys know that song, but it was a hit in the 90s. I think it was like Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah.
I think I'm showing my age here. Oh, maybe you guys don't know that music.
Definitely. That sounds very 80s, 90s to me.
It's so old.
Yep. Love it.
I'm bringing it back. Retro style.
Yeah.
So guys, definitely, you can totally listen to this episode a couple times today because I think there are a lot of good guidelines for stuff that you should put in your study plans moving forward, right? To keep developing these different tones.
Yeah, I love that. So good. So important. We don't talk about the general exam as much as the academic exam, but guys, if you're taking the general, just keep in mind how it's different and make sure you're aware of the differences.
Exactly. And if you are our student, which I know tons of our students still listen to the show, so thank you guys for still tuning in. But if you're not sure about the tone, just post in Facebook. I just answered a question about that this morning from a student in our course about like a landlord letter. So definitely, if you're not sure at all, just post in Facebook.
Yeah, that's awesome. And if you guys are listening today and you're loving what you're hearing, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. We need your reviews. Guys, ask a question inside your review and we'll answer it on the show. Let us know what you want to know about IELTS. We have the answers for you guys. So go over and leave us a review.
Exactly. And then we'll read your name out and you'll be famous.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Lindsay. Well, thanks for discussing this letter issue with me today.
Yeah, this has been great. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon, Jessica, on the next episode.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.